From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. Citizens interested in learning about or commenting on Minnesota Department of Natural Resources strategies for managing Grand Marais area lakes and streams have until the 3rd of January to ask questions or submit comments. Steve Persons, Grand Marais Area Fisheries Supervisor, said management plans describe the past, present, and desired future conditions of the waters. The plans identify specific management activities planned for that lake or stream in the next 5 to 20 years. They include background on the lake, including water chemistry, temperature, and species present, which is important in understanding the potential of a fishery. Every year, DNR fisheries staff prepares or revises individual lake and stream management plans for several waters in each management area. In the Grand Marais area, plans for 31 lakes will be reviewed and 14 BWCAW lakes will be updated. Also in the Grand Marais area, plans for 4 streams will be reviewed. Current plans for lakes and streams in the area, as well as recent fish population assessment information, are available for review at the DNR's Grand Marais Area Fisheries Office. The entire list of lakes and streams can be found on our website, WTIP.org. Minnesota hunters have killed at least 45 wolves since last Saturday when the state opened its second wolf season since the animals came off the endangered list. The Department of Natural Resources says hunters registered 30 wolves in the northwest zone and 15 wolves in the northeast zone as of Monday morning. The northeast harvest target is 33 wolves for the early season. The northwest zone target is higher at 73 wolves. The DNR will close each zone separately if a target is reached or nearly met. The DNR has set a total target for the state's two-part season at 220 wolves. Windy weather and standing corn put a lid on the opening of Minnesota's firearms deer season. The Department of Natural Resources says the harvest for the first 3 days was down 8% from 2012. Hunters registered just over 77,000 deer from Saturday through the beginning of this week. Big Game Program Leader Leslie McAnally says it's not surprising. Last year's opening weekend weather was almost ideal and the corn harvest was nearly complete. But she says Saturday was marked by winds up to 30 miles an hour and more hiding places in pockets of unharvested corn. The deer harvest was down 19% in the northeast, 4% in the southeast, and 6% for the rest of Minnesota. The DNR still expects a final tally similar to 2012, when hunters killed about 185,000 deer. Enbridge Energy officials say they want to drop part of a proposed new pipeline route in northeastern Minnesota after farmers and residents objected. Company officials say they'll ask the Minnesota Public Utilities Commission to throw out about 1.5 miles of a possible route for their Sandpiper crude oil pipeline that would have crossed undisturbed farm and woods in Carlton County. Instead, the company says it wants the commission to consider a new route that would follow existing pipelines and then follow electric and gas utility corridors, avoiding disturbing new areas. The Duluth News Tribune reports the Carlton County Board voted 4-0 on Tuesday to ask the PUC to back existing utility lines as state regulators consider approving the proposed pipeline and where it will go. Public access to a proposed iron ore mine site in northern Wisconsin would be restricted under a bill headed to Governor Scott Walker for his consideration. The Assembly passed the bill on Thursday, 54-39. The Senate passed it last week, and now it goes to Walker. The bill would establish 600-foot restricted zones around mining equipment and roads at the site. Federal scientists say they've developed a method of using satellites to take highly accurate measurements of ice cover on the Great Lakes. Information about ice is important to shippers, anglers, and others who use the lakes during winter. The new method provides more accurate readings of ice characteristics, such as whether it's dense and whether it has melted and refrozen. Conservationists warn that climate change threatens big game animals that call Minnesota home, from moose to deer to bears. A new report from the National Wildlife Federation says climate change is already having significant impacts on big game and habitat across the country. The study's author, Doug Inkley, says Minnesota's moose are the poster child of how climate change is affecting big game. The moose population in northwestern Minnesota has nearly died out, while it has fallen precipitously in the northeast part of the state. Inkley and Leslie McInerney, big game program leader with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, say even highly adaptable species, including deer and bears, are at risk. They cite the threats from diseases, drought, and habitat changes that a warmer climate could bring. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.